Men and Religion Bulletin, Nun 85, The Atlanta Journal, Tuesday, the 25th of November, 1913, page 11, column 5. Follow me, I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd layeth down his life for the sheep. He that is a hireling fleeth, John 10:11-12, Miss Edith Appleyard died Monday. She was once matron at Agnes Scott College. Christ touched her heart. She wished to serve. She said, send me to any place, only put me where I can reach and help the nethermost. Chief Beavers closed Atlantis' houses of shame. Help was offered the fallen. Belle Summers was saved. She gave Monet to found a home for them. Miss Appleyard came to give her life. She left Agnes Scott College. She became matron of Martha's home. She went into the hells of earth to save her sisters. She lived with them. God alone knew the strain, for few helped, many hindered. Christian people, not understanding, tried to close this refuge for the hopeless. The police board classified it as a nuisance. A great paper termed it a disorderly house. Miss Appleyard never complained. Without rest, without ceasing, day in, day out, she served. She found only happiness in the work. She was saving the lost. She was bringing order out of chaos. The way was becoming clear. But self had been forgotten. Sickness came. Years ago, a man had sinned. A woman was infected. No one knows how many lives have suffered for their shame. Innocent lives have been sacrificed for their sin. A girl came to Martha's home. She brought their curse. A man had put it upon her. It found the lips of Miss Appleyard, who by love was trying to bring the girl back to life. Miss Appleyard is dead. Science fought for her life. Men and women prayed that she might stay. But God called. He had work elsewhere for her. With Paul, she realized that it is better far to be away and with Jesus. For weeks, months, unable to use her tongue, she has written her thoughts. Each note has radiated joy and hope, although she knew that death was daily drawing nearer. Asked if she had a message to send the students of Agnes Scott, she wrote, I do thank my Savior that he has permitted me just a glimpse of this, his great work, and I hope that it may be their work too. To the girls of the Martha Barry School, she sent this word, I have no message but this, that they may realize their wonderful opportunity before they are gone, their work, their wonderful opportunity, our work, our wonderful opportunity, your work, your wonderful opportunity, before you are gone. Her last conscience expression was a note to this committee. She said, all the executive committee, my love, tell them how grateful I am to have been counted worthy to share in the great work. May God overrule all mistakes. Jesus said, feed my lamb's den, my sheep follow me. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd layeth down his life for the sheep. He that is a hireling fleeth. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross daily, and follow me. Whosoever doth not bear his own cross cannot be my disciple. Miss Appleyard has shown again the only way, a new and living way, the cross of Christ. God grant that you and we may take it up today and follow him. No word of sorrow should be heard. This Thanksgiving day let us go up to God's place of prayer, and there, in the house of our Father, we will give thanks for her life, but most of all for her triumphant death. God lead us in the way that she has shown. Executive Committee of the Men in Religion Forward Movement, page 12, column 7. Miss Edith Appleyard dies after long illness, matron of Martha Home and successful worker among women, buried Tuesday. Miss Edith P. Appleyard, matron of Martha's Home, died Monday afternoon at her home, 191 Capitol Avenue, after an illness of several months. Miss Appleyard had been actively identified with the Men in Religion Forward Movement since the founding of Martha's Home, and her work there has been closely observed by social workers the country over. She came to Atlanta as trained nurse some years ago after several months spent studying the operation of a home for wayward girls situated just outside Philadelphia. After a year or two in Atlanta hospitals, Miss Appleyard was made matron of Agnes Scott College, which position she held until September of 1912, when she became identified with the movement to care for the unfortunates of the city and was placed in charge of Martha's Home. Marion Jackson, Reverend G.R. Buford, and Chief of Police Beavers unite in their praise of Miss Appleyard's work and of her altruistic character. Miss Appleyard is survived by two sisters, Miss Nellie and Miss Mary Appleyard. Funeral services were conducted at the Fair Street Lutheran Church Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock, and interment was at Westview. Page 21, column 6. Council for Railroads discuss mileage ruling conference in Washington to decide what action lines will take. Attorneys representing the principal railroads of Georgia are in conference in Washington, D.C. Tuesday to determine what action the roads will take on the decision of the state Supreme Court in upholding the order of the State Railroad Commission requiring interchangeable mileage and script mileage to be pulled on trains. A decision will be reached by the attorneys either Tuesday afternoon or Wednesday. The Supreme Court's remitter is expected to reach the clerk of the Fulton County Superior Court within the next few days, at which time Judge J.K. Hines, Special Attorney of the Railroad Commission, will call for its immediate consideration by Judge W.D. Ellis. Judge Ellis enjoined the commission from enforcing its order against the railroads. The Supreme Court reversed Judge Ellis, and he must now dissolve the injunction and sustain the order. Whether the railroads will continue the litigation by appealing again to the state Supreme Court and from the decision of that tribunal to the United States Supreme Court, or whether they will withdraw the mileage books, or whether they will simply submit to the commission's order and withdraw their opposition, are matters to be determined at the Washington Conference now in progress.